Okay. Sorry, me,
no,
me shoving.
Side. The lock should be on the side.
Thanks everyone for coming to this Cabinet Subcommittee Local Authority Trading Companies shareholder meeting. The agenda's in front of you. No apologies for absence, all the committee is here. There's no other business. In accordance with council policy, this meeting is being audio recorded. Members of the public and the press may use their devices to film, photograph or do a sound recording of the meeting. But please let me know you're doing this so I can inform all present. Please do not use flash and disable any sound notifications that may emit from your device. Members reminded that any declarations of interest in respect of any business set out in the agenda should be declared as either a disclosable pecuniary interest or declarable interest, and are required to notify the chairman of the nature of any interest declared at the commencement of the relevant item on the agenda. Members declaring a disclosable pecuniary interest must withdraw from the meeting for the duration of the item. Members declaring a declarable interest wishing to exercise a councillor speaking right must declare this at the same time as the interest moved to the public area before speaking to the item, and then must leave the room before the debate and vote. Item 4, public participation. There is none, which takes us on to agenda item 5, the building control company Decorum Borough Council joining as a shareholder, and we've got both a part 1 and a part 2 report. So if we start off with the part 1 report, and it's Ian Fullstone to introduce. Thank you, Ian.
Thank you, Chair. Ian Fullstone, Service Director, Regulatory. I'm conscious that the members of the Cabinet Subcommittee were not party to the previous 3 or 4 years of reports, so happy to provide any general background apart from clearly Councillor Clark in his then role as Shadow Executive Member. As such, happy to take any sort of general questions. I think there is a point of correction I'd like to make, please, at 10.1. Looking at the financials further, if I could change the overall contribution from the council from 39,000 to 69,000, which would then make, should members be minded to support Decorum joining, with the 22,000 that we'd receive, that would bring the overall setup cost down to 47,000. So that's the only point of correction I have, Chair, and happy to take any questions.
Okay, any questions on the part 1 report before we move to the part 2 report?
No.
Okay, well, let's see if we'll come back to formally clearing the part 1 report item. If we move formally just to pass the relevant part 2 report, exclusion of public and press, and I'd like to ask you to support the following resolution. Under section 100A brackets 4 of the Local Government Act 1972, the public and press be excluded from the meeting for the following item of business on the grounds that it involves the likely disclosure of exempt information as defined in paragraph 3 of part 1 of schedule 12A of the said Act. Is that agreed?
Agreed. I wish I thought you remembered that and didn't read it from the
Thank you. If we can turn the tape off temporarily at this point.